Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast. Presented by Allied Home Security.
I love Josh McCown. That dude is awesome. I think he's got a chance to be a great head coach. I think it's pretty insulting to all the guys that have actually, former players or whoever, that have been coaching for years, to think a guy that hasn't coached at all other than high school could just be an NFL head coach. I think it's insulting the other guys that have put the time in, and I love Josh. And my other read on it is that the powers that be in Houston probably think he's a guy that they could have a lot of influence and control over because he doesn't really know how it's done because he's never done it before.
That's interesting. That was Ross Tucker, who joined us earlier in the program talking about Josh McCown. That last part we didn't really dig into, Seth. The part where I think outsiders looking in at this job go, okay, it seems like there's just a lot more hair on this job than there is other head coaching jobs where, you know, just questions about, okay, what is Nick Caserio's involvement on game day going to be? What is Jack Easterby's role behind the scenes? What role is this head coach going to have in choosing his staff? Because the last head coach walked into the staff that was there. What if they want to keep Lovie Smith and this head coach has his own defensive coordinator? All these things. All these things that don't seem to be questions around these other jobs. Like, for example, Jonathan Gannon is reported to be somebody who crushed his interview with the Texans, could be a front runner for the job. They want to get him for a second interview, according to some reports. He's also in line for the Vikings job. He impressed the Vikings as well. Well, the Vikings, they are looking for a general manager right now, but in terms of the head coaching job itself, hey, you're walking in there and the roster is kind of ready-made. You got some Pro Bowl players on the team. You got an established quarterback. And, you know, presumably you're going to get to choose your staff. There's no Jack Easterby in the building. The GM that they hire is probably somebody who sits in the press box or in the owner's box with a suit. That feels a lot more like the other 31 jobs around the league, aside from the Texans. That last part Ross brought up is something that kind of concerns me a little bit. Are they limiting the pool of candidates that are willing to even interview for the job because they don't want to walk into a dynamic that isn't what they've envisioned being their head coaching career looking like?
Right, and that's where some of this is kind of like a cumulative snowball effect from everything that's happened over the last couple of years. Maybe it would be different if Caserio had stepped into a situation that was a little bit more conventional. It hadn't been botched so thoroughly by the people before. So the question becomes, all right, what if it's going to limit our candidate pool, how do we still find the right guy? And I wonder, Sean, if a lot of teams aren't maybe thinking the same way the Texans are right now, regardless of whether they're perceived as a good landing spot or a bad landing spot. There are 8 positions open. It's January 25th.
Nobody's hired anybody.
David Culley was hired as like the last guy last year.
He was the last guy, and it was reported on January the 28th, and he was introduced on Friday the 29th.
Right. So we're 4 days away from when the last guy was hired last year. We're sitting out there with 8 guys not hired. I wonder if maybe one of the things kind of making the rounds around teams last year at the draft and combine and stuff like that might have been, hey, let's reevaluate the way we evaluate coaching candidates. Like, let's reevaluate our evaluations. And that maybe there's a kind of a groupthink thing going on here where they realize, okay, going from the same old pool of guys who ultimately, you know, 75% of them don't work out, maybe there's a better way. And that everybody's kind of, you know, there are more interviews now amongst guys that have only had limited coordinating experience with multiple teams.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean for the Texans? I guess it might mean that they lose an edge on getting the non-traditional candidate. Like, it might have been that, hey, we're not going to get a traditional candidate that wants to come in here because of all our baggage, so we're going to go and we're going to look under every rock and we're going to find a young up-and-comer who's got all these head coach attributes. The problem is there might be seven other teams doing the exact same thing right now.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, Jonathan Gannon, he reportedly knocked it out of the park with the Texans and with the Vikings. Back to McCown for a second. This is from Josh McCown was on Jay Cutler's podcast a few months back. Landry played this audio yesterday on their show, and I thought it was interesting, and I thought it would be good to introduce here during any McCown segment. They were teammates in Chicago back in the, back about 10 years ago. Here was Josh McCown on exactly where the seeds of his desire to get into coaching were planted back in the day.
I got to Chicago. Chris Ballard was there. He's crushing it. He's the best. And he pulled me aside and he said, hey, man, you ever consider coaching? Rob Marinelli's on that staff. Start saying the same thing. Lovie Smith, start saying the same thing. I start going throughout my career, and these different coaches, older guys, pouring into me going, you really need to think about getting into this thing. So then these last 4 or 5 years of my career, going into these buildings and taking notes and watching and learning and understanding, you know, organizational processes, all of those things, and making notes on those things. There's been some thought put into it. It won't be like, hey, man, let's go talk to your coach today. You know, went through the process with Houston. You know, there was a lot made of it. It wasn't as much of a, you know, an interview, I think, as it was just checking in organizationally on, you know, as an older player, on my opinion of things. We talked about coaching, certainly, and it was a good experience for me, but it just wasn't time right now.
Okay, now that's interesting, that last part there. Now, keep in mind, that interview was from a few months ago, so this is before the Texans, well before the Texans interviewed him this time around for the head coaching job. Does that last part, Seth, where he kind of gives you a window into what exactly the meeting was with the Texans? He said it wasn't really like an interview. It was more them looking for my opinion on things as an older player. Does that change your opinion at all about him getting a, quote, second interview this time around, that maybe this is more of a, maybe the first one was couched as an interview, but it was really more of a conversation than it was grilling him on, why would you be a great guy for us in 2021?
And I guess it's curious just because also, I don't know, didn't the Texans themselves report that they had interviewed Josh McCown?
Yes.
For that coaching position, right? So, I mean, you can call it whatever he wants.
Right.
It was a head coach interview, at least from the Texans' perspective.
Right.
It doesn't really change anything. Like, my biggest problem is just honestly that he still hasn't been a full-time coach anywhere. That's a big deal. Like, think about anybody listening right now has either worked with or has had to hire somebody who had a great GPA in college. You know, like a lot of people listening have been in that experience, and that you find out real quickly that there's a difference between having potential and actually knowing how to work a job. And there's lots of people that have great GPAs that just aren't good workers or don't work well in their profession, and vice versa. So, yes, does Josh McCown have the potential to be a really good coach? Sure. He's got all those intangibles, undefinables. People love the way he works with younger players. That's great. That's different than being a coach. So that bothers me. Ross called it insulting. I think it's, for me, what I get concerned is that maybe the Texans, after hiring David Culley, and then if they were to actually consider hiring Josh McCown, maybe they underestimate what it actually takes to be a head coach. Because I feel like when they hired David Culley, even if they didn't think he might be the long-term solution, I think they might have actually underestimated how challenging some of the aspects of being a head coach were going to be for David Culley. So at the very least, give me a guy who's worked 18-hour days, who understands the pressure of what it's like, not just as an NFL coach, but even a college coach, or damn, a full-time head high school football coach.
Yep.
That's actually way more pressure than a lot of – here's the problem, Sean. If you're a high school head football coach, I think there's more chance that you want to stay there for a long time and, like, live in that community. Like, you gotta live in a very small, tight-knit group of people that are very critical of you. That's tough.
You actually eat at the same places that the people who are critical of you eat. You know?
Yeah, Bill O'Brien always knew that someday he'd be out of Houston. It makes it a little bit easier than knowing that you're going to be there forever.
We've had a few people point out, like, hey, guys, maybe the 17-game season slowed down the hiring process. Like, there's an extra week now. No, there is an extra week. Here's the thing. It's 15 days since the regular season ended, or 16 days now since the regular season ended. Last year, the regular season ended on January 3rd. Most of the coaches were hired by January 19th. Like, this is still going way, way slower than the normal hiring cycle. Like,
it's crazy
for zero jobs to be filled.
Yeah, Robert Saleh was hired on January 14th, for instance.
Okay.
So, you know, that's the equivalent of January 22nd for this year.
Yeah.
So, it's just strange that there have been no head coaching hires. It's not like it's just that a few lingerers are taking longer than usual. This is longer by any standard, especially when you include the fact that interviews could have started 2 weeks earlier this year. They kind of did things to make it easier to hire guys earlier, and it's been the exact opposite.
Yeah, Jacksonville not having a coach is wild to me because they're the one team that was able to interview candidates with 2 weeks left in the regular season. So that's kind of crazy to me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.